Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Kenzie and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. And it starts with the cure of Simon's mother-in-law. On leaving the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. This reading is so cool. It shows so beautifully the mercy and the love of Jesus, even as he was here on earth preaching and teaching. And something I want to focus on in this reading is Simon's mother-in-law. So Jesus leaves the synagogue. That's like the very first thing we hear in the reading. And a few of his disciples come to him to let him know that Simon's mother-in-law is sick. She has a fever and she's down for the count. So what does Jesus do? He goes to see her, and all he does is walk up to her, grasp her hand, and help her up. And from that moment, her fever left, and she didn't just kind of dilly-dally around or fall back into old habits she had been, but she immediately started serving Jesus and the disciples that were there to help her. And this is so beautiful, and it shows like what Jesus does for us too, and gives us the perfect example of how we should respond to him when he comes to us. So today, would you let Jesus approach you, because he's always coming to us, wanting to heal us and take us out of the places that we sometimes get ourselves into, whether it be hopelessness in our jobs or struggles that our family's having, or even just lies that we've come to believe about ourselves? Would you allow Jesus to meet you there today, to grasp your hand and to help you up out of whatever situation you found that you've fallen into? And the proper response to that is to serve him. And that can look different for all of us. Here at Damascus, we get the joy of serving the youth that come to us and letting them know how much Jesus loves them. Maybe for you, it's saying hi to the attendant at the gas station and just asking them about their day. Maybe it's taking 5 extra minutes at night with your kids to pray before they go to bed, or telling someone that you work with that you appreciate them in the hard work they do. So how today can you allow Jesus to meet you, to grasp your hand, to pull you out of the situations you've been in? And then moving on from that, how can you serve him better? Because something that's so cool is that we're all called to live on mission. And we see that as Jesus lives on mission and people around him see the fruitfulness of it in this reading, so many people begin coming to him. We see that like the whole town was waiting outside of the door because the authority that Jesus carries was able to drive away every demon and sickness. And when we live our lives as Jesus, people are going to notice a difference in us too and ask us how we live the life that we do. And it's because Jesus. So I would encourage you today to do something you don't normally do to share the love of Jesus in a new way. So I already just shared a few of those things. And then at the end of this reading, it's so cool that Jesus turns to prayer. And when his disciples say, "There's so many people waiting to speak to you," he actually says, "Let's continue moving. Let's continue going, because I don't want people coming to me just because of the things they see me doing, but actually my mission is to carry this to places that it's never been before." So Today, would we allow Jesus to come to us to help us out of any situation or lie that we found ourselves coming into agreement with and live on mission in a new way, and then allow that to change us every day from here on out to continue being a new face of Jesus to someone who's never seen it before? So this has been a reflection on the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. And again, my name is Kenzie. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events that we offer here, please visit us at damascus.net.